Sunday football and hurricane relief. Take one. Put your finger right here.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. I'm like skittish. Sorry. Put it right here, and then I'll like go all the way down and almost.
You won't actually.
Oh, sorry. I'm just practicing.
I really feel like
if you put it there,
practicing.
I'll stop it right there.
Okay.
All right. Ready?
Fuck. I trust you, man.
Welcome to Jake and Amir Watch
Jake and Amir
Watch
Jake and Amir
Watch
Jake and Amir.
That's right, a web series about a web series. We dissect, analyze, and sort of gaze into our future, past, and present with regards to comedy, web shorts, dramedy, and web jorts.
That was the intro we'll use from now on. It was perfect.
These two videos are linked to American history.
Mm-hmm.
We shot them after, in the wake of Hurricane Sandy.
That's right. The IAC building was flooded, ruined, and uninhabitable for a month, right?
Or yeah.
2 months almost.
The building where we shot was right next to the river. Hurricane Sandy blew in, destroyed full towns in New Jersey and New York, and created mass flooding on the west side of Manhattan.
Right, it flooded the basement of IAC where all of the like servers were.
Yeah.
So just like, it took IAC offline for months.
It's amazing that they were ever able to get water out of a flooded basement filled with electricity.
I believe it ruined one of Barry Diller's super expensive cars, which is a nice little bonus.
A nice treat.
So anytime you feel bad about Hurricane Sandy, at least you can feel good that it wrecked Barry Diller's car.
Actually, his car turned into a jet ski, and then it drove itself.
That makes sense.
To Malta. Fortunately, in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, where we were, electricity was up and running.
Yeah.
We were hardly affected.
That's right.
It was just some sort of weird post-apocalyptic thing where you sort of peer into Manhattan and everything is dark.
Right, we were in this like safe little pocket where nothing bad really happened.
Yeah.
And we like couldn't go to the outside world and see what had happened. So we were in this like lovely little cocoon of not knowing yet.
And we were still beholden to this idea. Maybe we should still put out one episode a week because we got this streak of like 5 years now going. Mm-hmm. So we were able to get the cameras and shoot some episodes in Brooklyn, in your house and in our friends' houses. First one is Sunday football, which I think we called that because football was taken. It was like, was there an original football where we had like watched the game? Remember we shot it at
maybe
like Cohen's old place and like.
I thought that was basketball.
Yeah.
That was called basketball, right?
So I don't know why we called this one Sunday football specifically.
Neither do I.
Unless there was another episode called football. But in this one, we're watching football on a Sunday. It's me, you, Vinny, and Kelly, mm-hmm. of course.
Right.
The core four.
We shot this at, wasn't this Pat Castle's apartment? He was living with Sam Sparks then.
That's where we shot it? I don't remember where we shot it, actually.
I'm pretty positive. I know we shot it in, like, East Williamsburg.
Okay. Here we go. Jake and Amir, Sunday football.
Hey, you're watching Jake and Amir.
That don't impress me much.
Shut up.
All right, before we get started, can we just agree
snacks.
Not
love it.
Yell too much? I want this to be a football match, not a scream fest.
We're started. It's in the second quarter.
No! Oh, I made Cheetos for this!
There it is!
I made Cheetos? It's a very nice frame. Colorful frame. Everyone's having fun.
We didn't have a lot of room on the couch.
Yeah.
We're so close. We're so tightly packed.
Why was Vinny here? Like, he was just a freelance DP at College Humor.
There was no reason
for us to. He didn't like football.
I am, like, this is such a bizarre cast.
It's as if we lost all of our friends in the flood as well.
Like, Pat could have been, like, there's so many people that had, like, that were, like, in the Jake and Amir universe more so.
I think Kelly was an editor at College Humor at the time. Is it possible this is her apartment?
No, I remember that it was Sam Sparks' apartment because he was there. He showed me around.
Oh, that's nice. All right.
Touchdown!
No, his feet weren't there.
Yes, they were.
What, do you have a foot fetish, man? I do.
Jesus.
Kelly is mortified. I forget I hit on her throughout this entire video.
That really makes me nervous now. I forgot that, too.
Shit, who knows what I'm capable of. This shit's gonna get dark.
It really is.
Wait a minute. There are.
Oh, that's a funny cut.
She moved away.
human bones in this nugget.
It's a wing.
Nice try. Humans don't have wings. That is a ring finger if I've ever seen one. It's a frickin' phalange or something. I took AP Bio.
I'm gonna pause this. Wait, you took AP Bio?
Wow, now you want to know more about me. I cannot believe I...
Why does she care that I took AP Bio? Wait, you took AP Bio?
You paused a football game. It's so funny to me that you're like, you're absolutely disgusted by chicken wings because you're such a nugget purist.
That's right. I don't believe in any bones in chicken.
I honestly feel the same way.
People, Kelly, great news. You're now dating a cannibal.
We're not dating. Amir.
Dude, it's a buffalo wing. Relax. Eat around the bone.
Chickens don't have bones. They have nuggets and beaks. Einstein.
Do not hit me in the forehead again. Sorry about that.
Third and I realized that I went too far. I won't hit you.
I didn't mean to make
contact. I will scream and probably harass Kelly, but I'm going to draw the line at striking
you. No more slapping.
Yeah. Vinny has a great, like, just... career at Jake and Amir videos of being like the guy who's just silently annoyed with me. He's very patient.
He really is.
Huh? My schlong is long. All right, you know what? No, social experiment time. I'm gonna write down a joke on a piece of paper and
covering your ears.
Because I really think the only reason you guys aren't laughing at my jokes now, I mean, you have some weird fucking vendetta against me or something. I mean, it's gotta be me, right?
I'm laughing right there.
It's gotta be me. Fuck this room. All right, Jake, here we go. Read it right now. Read the joke.
You're a monster. You're a monster, man.
So much happened in that chunk. I make a joke that bombs. I say, fuck it, we're doing a social experiment.
You write down the jokes to see like if it's you or if they're funny.
And then she goes to take a Cheeto. I grab her and stab her in the hand.
It's so dark the way you like clock her hands coming to you.
All you've done is switch places with me.
Her hand is bandaged, it's bleeding.
Why didn't you kick me out of the party?
Why didn't we call the police?
This team's doing fine. You know who?
I'm playing along.
My ex-girlfriend.
Wow, I guess we both suck ass at delivering gold jokes, right? Unless, is Kelly laughing? No, okay, she looked like she was.
She's crying. She's
crying.
Oh my god, change the channel. I can't even look, I can't handle the pressure.
It's a commercial.
I know, but I don't know which one gets out the most stains. Is it Tide? Wait, don't tell me. Is it Tide though?
Yeah, dude, it's Tide. It's not the other leading detergents.
Oh, tell me when it's over.
I love how every year the media counts out the Giants and then they go on some amazing run in the playoffs.
Yeah. Wow, you're a chick. Let the boys talk about sports, sweetheart.
I know more about football than you do.
Oh, really? When was the first Super Bowl?
1967. What does a running back do?
He gets paid.
To do what?
I already answered your question, so give me another unless you want to get... How old is Ellie Manning?
Eli, 31. Name the four teams in the AFC West.
Pass. Name the first football coach for the Giants.
Bob Falwell. Draw a football.
I don't know science shit. I know history shit, but I don't know science shit.
You guys have a lot of chemistry now.
We start kissing. She knows everything, and I know I can't even draw football. Because I don't know science shit. Even though it came out that I took AP Bio, the one thing she was interested in me.
Vinny looks like he's about to lose it.
You fucking Nimrod.
Who won the second Super Bowl?
Nah, it's ancient history.
Who won last year's?
You said you knew history.
Recent, that's not trivia.
Who won the Super Bowl in 1989?
I don't have to play this game with you anymore because you're clearly cheating the Jacksonville Jaguars.
But they weren't a team until 1995.
All right, you know what? Lightning round. First one to touch the coffee table wins. Ooh!
You touched the beer on top of the table.
No! I just lost to a girl at trivia and she's crippled. Oh.
Things are very densely packed in this episode. First one to touch the table wins the game, and then I touch not the table, and then she still does it.
And she wins, and that, even though that's not trivia, you do accept that as a loss, and you say, I lost to trivia.
Been pretty into voyeurism recently, watching people, you know, fucking shit, stuff like that. Spending a lot of time by the window of my apartment with a weird combination of binocs, a telescope, and some mirrors. Just getting drunk on Riesling, sitting on a stool with a bottle of Viagra in one hand and a bottle of Jergens in the other, just waiting for something romantic to happen. Some nights when nothing pans out, I'll just wait and wait and wait for a husband to come home and kiss his wife on the cheek and that's enough. I'm like, fuck it, I'm going at it. I tie a belt around my neck and I'm just fucking strangling myself.
Hey, look, they're going for it on the fourth down.
Okay, yeah, all right, let's do that.
I can't, yeah. I'm like out of breath, just struggling.
Yeah, everyone tried to change the subject.
Anyone want to?
So I also reveal that I am into autoerotic asphyxiation and voyeurism.
This should be the end of you.
I should be canceled out 10 times over.
Jesus
Christ. I've stabbed Kelly, sexually harassed her, admitted to sneaking on my neighbors and jerking them off.
I can't believe this came out in 2016.
I also, but the one thing that stands out to me is Vinny saying, they're going for it on the fourth down. He doesn't know anything about football.
No,
he doesn't. Why didn't we cast him?
Yeah.
He ruined this short for me.
He was just a Brooklyn local at the time, and no one could get out of Manhattan.
I see.
Sausage or something, like a bratwurst?
Yeah, sure.
Cool. Go make it yourself then.
I said yes, because I thought you were going to make it.
No, I know, but why don't you go get it yourself? If you want something, why don't you go get it? Huh? It's called the art of being active. If you want something,
you don't understand the way things work!
Hey, 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 Kelly!
I'm asking
her
to do it.
She doesn't want to do it.
All right.
Right away.
I'm an agent of chaos in this video. We, away from the office, all bets are off. Yeah. I'm able to do whatever I want.
Man, yeah, you were unhinged.
Yeah, but we didn't laugh a lot during it.
Yeah.
So it was taken from an A for comedy down to a B for its lack of social awareness for us. We're punishing ourselves retroactively.
I'll give it a B+.
Because it's still fucking hilarious.
Well, because I feel like Kelly came up with a bunch of those jokes.
There's a bunch of jokes we probably couldn't have done today.
Absolutely.
It's just how different the web series would be if we started it in 2017.
Yeah.
We'd be failures. If anything, we should take these videos down.
Absolutely. Somebody will.
Yeah. All right. Next episode is just Hurricane Charity, an episode we made about the hurricane itself. In order to raise awareness, funds, donations, there's like a call to action at the end of it.
That's right.
This one we shot at your apartment.
Yes.
Watch this video to the end to find out how you can help.
No, don't do it, it's a trap!
Whoa, you order a lot of pad thai.
Nice, pan up.
Very good.
Leftovers.
Is Anu like dating you in this weird? She like slept over for the first time and is inspecting this like a little romantic
we're living together.
Yeah. And then I barge in on the wacky neighbor. We should have had a laugh track.
Was Anu producing this?
Yeah, she must have been. That's why she was there.
That's right.
Look at what's going on in the background. Some like really harsh green lighting.
Mm-hmm. That was the hallway. This was the greatest apartment though.
This is the glory years of your life.
Yeah, this was the heyday.
How much do you think that apartment is now versus when you had it?
I know how much it is now. I believe it's $3,700.
And what did you pay for it?
$2,500.
Wow. You should have bought it when you still could have.
I should have. But it was $2,500, I couldn't afford it.
Of course. Mm-hmm. That's how it goes, right?
Yeah.
You always want something that's 10% out of
just
your budget.
Just press play, motherfucker.
All right.
Going ham.
Yeah, why did you bring that?
This is a charity drop-off, right? For Hurricane Sandy?
Yes.
So I'm dropping off this piece of ham.
That piece of ham is an example of a perishable food, and I asked you to bring non-perishable food.
It's the least I can do.
It's the least amount of food you could bring.
That's not true. I could have eaten more, brought less.
You ate some of the ham?
What about all these water bottles? Are you giving people shit about bringing that?
No, because people need water.
No, because you hate me.
Oh my God, you're selfish.
Actually, little known.
So insecure.
It was water that caused all the damage to begin with.
That's a well-known fact.
If you don't accept this ham, I'll have no choice but to throw it away.
Great, I don't accept the ham.
Well, I'm not gonna just toss it.
Are you kidding me? You're crying right now?
I'm crying.
You're beefing?
I'm beefing.
Beefing over the ham?
Beefing over the ham.
Throw it away. It looks expired.
Yeah, well, it's a lot younger than you are.
Right, I was worried it was a week old.
It looks expired, and then I snap back. Yeah, but the ham's younger than you. Like, I'm offended on behalf of the ham.
Old, not 27 years old.
What am I supposed to do now, man, huh? I'm starting to think you won't even accept the ham.
Why don't you just donate online? Ooh. Redcross.org.
Good.
No, why not?
Well,
I already set up a fund, okay? I'm good on that fund.
Yeah, I saw the Kickstarter you launched, Amir Blumenfeld Foundation
for not giving a shit. Yeah.
This is not the original Amir Blumenfeld Foundation for not giving a shit, right?
It might be. There's the other one that I'm doing my taxes, right?
Right.
And we set up the charity. But it seems like this one came first, and then I use it as a tax shelter.
Very interesting. If this is the origin of Amir Blumenfeld Foundation for not giving a shit, which is legal, you can do that.
Yeah. What a so many hoops to go through for not giving a shit, to not care.
What is that gonna do?
For $1,000, I'll lick my own butt.
Do you think you answered my question?
This is a shame of me. Yeah. It really is.
You're laughing a little bit.
What does that mean?
It's a shame. What? No.
Are you ashamed?
No, I didn't say that.
You just like feel negative about
Yeah,
this
I feel
situation.
Like the tables are turning not in my favor.
That's not really an expression.
What, the tables have turned? Yes, it is.
No, the shame. You should have brought Spam. The joke still would have worked. It would have been a non-perishable food.
We go in Spam.
Whoa.
Jake, that's poor taste.
Bad joke? No. Bad you.
Why?
Tell you what, I'll give you $5.
So you just repeat what I said and everyone's offended by it.
Anu is really upset.
She's okay with me. Classic girlfriend stuff.
To leave, before you go, give it back to me and I'll donate it in your name, okay?
Okay, how about this? I will give you $1 back, keeping the $4 as a go fuck yourself fee for making me feel like shit for donating water and ham.
When did you donate water?
You piece of shit.
I didn't know that was coming.
I remembered that because we were in my apartment trying to figure out how to fake it. And I was like, you can just spit on my face.
Was it fake water? Or was it real spit?
You spit on my face. We had to do it twice.
Oh, God. And now the call to action, because it's like, let's get serious for a second.
You really gotta give this food.
Hey guys, thank you very much for watching our video. I know we made a lot of jokes, but you can actually help by going to redcross.org. Don't touch me. Donate online, or if you live in the tri-state area, you can donate your
food. He doesn't care.
Water and batteries.
Now I know what you're thinking. Why donate? Good question. You don't have to.
Nobody's thinking that.
No, I'm
you
just saying, let's show both sides of the argument.
Show both sides of the argument, whether you should or should not donate.
To charity.
Let's talk about it. All right. What'd you think of that one?
I guess I'll give it an A for give a good cause, and then a D for comedy.
D for effort.
Absolutely.
Sunday football, funnier but less woke.
This one, more woke but less funny. Yeah, there's got to be a middle ground, folks.
That's what we're here to talk to you about.
I guess this is a C plus or a B.
Yeah, C plus feels right.
Yeah.
Nothing really happened. It was just a ham joke for 2 minutes, and then we raised money. And who's to say how much money we actually raised to the Red Cross?
I do remember. Like didn't we tweet out a food shelter, a place you could donate?
Oh, really?
I remember like doing a meetup there. Uh-huh. Like bands coming.
That's nice. All right,
we're good.
I'll upgrade it to a B minus for that.
Nice.
Let us know what you think. Weigh in below. We'll be there with you, and we'll be back next week with more JA Watch JA. Bye, everybody.